I need a place where I feel known.
Following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Psalm 21. Psalm 21. If you have access to a Bible, I'd encourage you to go and pick it up. Open it, Psalm 21, as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there, many resources and information about our ministry here at Big Cypress. There's also a link that says contact us. We would love to hear from you. If you'd click on that, it would come directly to us. If you'll contact us, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. This is a little notebook that'll fit into a shirt pocket or a purse or a Bible case, a place where you can write down your prayer requests and then keep track of when God answers those prayer requests, a place where you can write down scriptures that perhaps you want to memorize. So these are absolutely free. You just simply write to us, and we'll send you the prayer journal. So you can do it through the website, again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can simply write to us. Here's our address. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, I do want to tell you this, that our message today from Psalm 21 is in some ways connected to Psalm 20. Now, we studied that the last couple of weeks. Remember, Psalm 20 was an anthem of prayer where they were praying before they would go to battle. Now, remember, it's a song, and so it would be put to music. They would be singing it. We no longer have the music and wouldn't make much sense to us anyways since they would be singing it in Hebrew. So it was a psalm about preparation and a psalm of prayer, praying before they would go to battle. It's a great psalm for when you know that you're going to be going into a hard time, or maybe you know you're going to be going through some kind of a trial or something like that. It's a great psalm for that. Now, Psalm 21 would be a song after the battle. And I want you to keep in mind that this would have been a song. And there is a notation here that I want to particularly bring to your attention and point out to you, because I'm not going to read it when we get there because of the nature of what it is. And you'll see it many times throughout the psalm. And it's a little word that says Selah, S-E-L-A-H. Now, Selah is actually a musical notation. You know, when we look at music, those who can read music, there's a little squiggly symbol that means to rest. Just pause right here for a minute. And that's what this Selah is. It's a pause. It's a rest. Many have suggested that it means to stop right here and think about what you just read. One of the great theologians of the century said, when you see that word little Selah, it means, well, what do you think about that? And so it causes us to pause for just a second. You'll see it here at the end of verse 2, Selah. So when I read this passage of Scripture, I will pause there for just a moment just like it says that we ought to. But I won't be reading the word. So Psalm 21 says, "The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice, that hast given him his heart's desire and hast not withholden the request of his lips. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness, thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation, honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever, thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High shall he not be moved." Now, to understand this psalm, it's important that we understand this, that when he talks about the king, he's talking about himself. This is a psalm of David, and David is referring to himself. Now, again, remember it's a song. He's writing the words of a song. So when he talks about the king, he's talking about himself as being the king. And here we see him rejoicing in God's blessing and in God's goodness and how we can rejoice with him. So where Psalm 20 was an anthem of prayer, we could call this psalm an anthem of praise. He's giving God glory. Obviously, they've had the victory. They've won the battle. And now they're praising God and giving God glory for what he had done. He answered their prayer, and he blessed them. And you'll see the psalmist talk about this as we kind of work through these first few verses of this psalm. So the first thing that we see is David recognizes that his strength in battle came from the Lord. Now, there's a key word here, and I don't want to miss this, and that is the word joy. And so he says in verse 1, "The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice." So you see it twice here, joy and rejoice. And so David is recognizing that his strength came from the Lord, and he is rejoicing and joying, if you would, in what God has done for him. How often we're told how that God strengthens us to do whatever God calls us to do. Whatever God calls you to do, he will enable you to do. I love that verse in Isaiah 41:10. It's a verse that you ought to memorize. I don't quite have it all memorized. I'm almost there. I'm working on it. Psalm 41:10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Notice God says, "I am with you. I am your God. I will strengthen you." And we have the promise that God will strengthen us when we're needed. Of course, Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Then you'll also see that he finds joy in his salvation. Now, don't misunderstand here. When he talks about salvation here, he's talking about being rescued or saved out of this battle. He's not talking about salvation here, although I suppose that case could be made. But he's talking about being saved in battle. We ought to rejoice every day for the salvation we have in Christ, that he's forgiven us, redeemed us, and given us a home in heaven. Isaiah said, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels." And so we see a joy in being saved, a joy in the salvation that God had given them. Then we take a look at verse 2, and we see how that God had answered him his prayer. He said, "Thou hast given him," now he's talking about the king, talking about himself, "thou hast given him his heart's desire and hast not withholden the request of his lips." He said he's given him his heart's desire. His heart's desire was to be victorious in battle. The The Bible says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And here he said, you've given me my heart's desire. He said, and he delights that God has not withholden his request, he said, from his lips. God answered every prayer. Every prayer, just as he had promised. Jeremiah 33:3, I heard an evangelist one time call this God's phone number. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So there was joy, we see, in answered prayer. Then beginning in verse 3 and in verse 6, we see his joy in God's blessing, and he recognizes how God had blessed him. Verse 3, for thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold upon his head. He said, you prevented him with blessings. He gave him. Prevents here means to go before. Like in 1 Thessalonians, where it says that we will not prevent them which are asleep in Christ. We will not go before. God blessed him, and God blessed him from the very beginning. God wants to bless us. God has blessed us. He has blessed us so abundantly. And here he's recognizing how God had blessed him and how God has blessings in store for him. He also sees in a joy in rewards, in gained rewards. He talks about the crown of pure gold on his head. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. And so it would have been a reward of victory. Notice it would have been a king's crown. You see, if David had lost the battle, he would not have been king anymore. And God gave him that reward. God blessed him with being able to continue being the king. In Revelation 4:4 tells us that one day we will also wear a crown of gold. And then I want you to notice he talks about a joy in life. Verse 4, he asked life of thee, and thou gavest him even length of days forever and ever. I'm sure as they prepared to go to battle, and as they were thinking about and preparing their armament and their weapons, that they were praying, Lord, keep me alive. Lord, don't let them kill me. Lord, help me through this battle and spare my life. And certainly God did. In this case, David was rejoicing that God had spared his life in battle. And God had given him not only life, but he talks about they had given him eternal life. He said life, called it life forever and ever. And here, I really don't think that he's talking here about everlasting life like we talk about salvation, but he had given him life on this earth to just keep on going and to keep on living and serving the Lord. And he talks about the joy that he has even in that life. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest him even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. And so David was thankful for his life, and now he talks about giving God glory. There is joy in God's glory. Our ultimate purpose in life ought to be to bring God glory in everything. Psalm 29:2, one of my favorite verses, give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And so the king rejoices and praises God for the victory he had given him. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
On the hill of Calvary, the light of all the world.